By Vlada Sevas, he says, Mikroi Kodesh. Ooh, there's another Mikroi Kodesh.
Yeah.
Maybe get that from it. Sound didn't start yet. Sound didn't start yet. Did we have it right over here? I turned it back myself. What's wrong? There's a whole chapter here in this beautiful Sefer Mikroi Kodesh by Rabbi Harari. So he is. I don't think so. He's a star of Rabbi Harari. And he has Perek Yud Beis, which is all about. He starts things I've never heard of before. It's unbelievable. It's famous that there's two reasons for Shalach Manas. This is famous as well. There's Manos Halevi, which is a sefer written by the author of the Chododi, of Shlomo Alkabas. There's an Eretz Yisrael, the Kitzvas. He writes that, thank you, that by giving up food to somebody else, you're showing him chibo, and you're causing the increase of ava, achva, shalom, v'reis. That's the main purpose of shalach malas. Beautiful idea. However, the Truma Sardeshin, who lived in Europe, was a different school of thought completely. But no, he says, it's in order to make sure that everybody has enough to eat. Let's not talk about the existential, the psychological, the social. Let's talk about the practical. You have nothing to eat. So you give two manas, he has a suda. That makes sense. People need what to eat. That explains, presumably, why it's shalach manas. You know, like that shtei manas we find elsewhere in Shas, that shtei tavshilin is a din of suda. You find, for example, the suda mavsek is again a shtei tavshilin. From the Pesach night, you have Shneitav Shilin. Yeah.
Didn't they always
present
manos to each other on Yom Tov?
Oh, the Shulchan Manos Leinachonos, the Pesach in Sefer Ezra. Excellent. Excellent. Shulchan Manos is a very, it's a striking kind of a thing. But in all Yom Tov, they would send manos one to the other. But especially the Ein Nachonos, someone doesn't have anything prepared. That's a kid, Adarabba. I would be a riot, I don't know if you have this in mind, a riot to the Truma Sedeshin. Do you have one?
No.
Okay, good. So that's my Kiddush. Shulchan Manos le'ein nachon lo. That's the pasuk in Ezra. Pasuk in Ezra. I know it from the Gemara in Beitza. I mean, that's how we know pasukim from Gemaras. Unfortunately, we don't know Nach as well as we should know. So Shulchan Manos le'ein nachon lo. Pashas means on a Yom Tov, you're supposed to make other people happy and send manos. Pashas means food. Le'ein nachon lo. Someone doesn't have enough. It's ein muchan lo, that's what Pashas sort of means. So right to the Truma Sedeshen. Now the expression, Shalach Manas, yes, you're right, it's found in the other Yom Tov, the two. The context is, I think, Rosh Hashanah, Kodesh HaMadu Neinu, and then whatever does the Yantar, you're supposed to give monos to those who don't have. So the same thing applies to Shalach Manas, Ishtar Re'eu. Of course, it's hard to say. You quote over there, some say, maybe you should try to give shalach manas to poor people. We usually don't do that. We give shalach manas to our friends, ishtarayehu. Oh, poor people. According to the Truma Sedeshen, it's better to give to the poor person. Yeah? Good question. So the chor is two separate chiyuvim. According to the Truma Sedeshen, one requires of yonim li'ikuva. My tonus of Yonah is Davka Yonah. Can't come out. I'll give my rich man a tonus of Yonah. That's ridiculous. Shalach Manas is really Manas to anybody. But ideally, it should be a poor person because that's really the thrust of it, the main idea behind it. And you give to anybody. They made a kind of a halacha. You don't have to give a Davka to a poor person. You can give to anybody so no one should be embarrassed. But do Shalach, that could be one of the reasons, I think. You hear it, quote. I give shalach manas to everybody. So if someone says, "Oh, you're getting shalach manas," it's not a proof that you're getting shalach manas means you're a poor person, which might embarrass the recipient. No, I can't help that. You can't help that. But that you can do in a more quiet way. Just give you a little cash. You're giving big manas, you know. That's a question. Perhaps that's the reason. Yeah.
Why is that a transgression in the Yilchot
Shavuot? It should be for any like that. In a Chinami, if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam writes in Hilchos Simchas Yontif, he says that someone who only eats for himself and his family and doesn't invite poor people or give the poor people food, it's not Simchas Yontif. What does he call it? Simchas Akeres. That's just, you know, his stomach has happened. But that's not the first point is to give to even on a regular Yontif. Why don't we do what you're saying? You're asking a good question. How come the average year doesn't give Shalach Manas on Pesach? It's not a Shavuot, it's not a Sukkot. Okay, but there's no Shavuot. You're asking a good question. The Pesach of Shulchan Manas and Ochel, we don't do it. It's to say Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Gufo. So how come Hashem, we don't fulfill Shalach Manas, it says in Shulchan Manas, Lein Ochel?
It's
a Kira project. It's a discussion over here in the Sefer, the Kira Barichas. Can you give Shalach Manas to a person who's not going to make a bracha on it? Because you're not supposed to, in the Ramah, you should give food to those who don't make a bracha, because you eat without a bracha. It's a whole discussion. It's the famous Shiv from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that if you give everyone in the block, give Shalach Manas. This guy's not sure you don't give it to him, because sinner is worse. Sin is a worse aveir than eating without a bracha. So better give him Shalach Manas. Yeah?
You can
why not? Well, it's quoted in Poskim as a sugi in Beitza. That's you're allowed to give manos on Yom based on the pasuk. There is although maybe you should make a memkar or matana, but to bring food, give someone food to eat, there's not an avera. Hotzah Yom Tov is not a hotzah. He falls on Shabbos. There's no shalach manos on Shabbos either. Is there? What do you think about this? Who knows about that shalach? Huh? This year, for us it can't happen. Our calendar can't happen. It happens in early in Eretz Yisrael. Tesla's famous Purim Meshulash. It's the famous Maral Bach. The big fight. He was very combative. Rabbi Levi ibn Chabib, I told you about him once. He was the one that fought the Smicha. He was not reintroduced to Smicha. I mentioned this not long ago. He was here Shalach Manas and Shabbos. That's what he said. Shalach Manas and Sudas Purim on Shabbos. Shabbos is Tesvav. Wow. Almost no one agrees with him. Here's your reasons come in. You said Shalach Manas on Shabbos? What are you kidding? It's going to Shemi Avi Rena. It's 100 times more Shemi Avi Rena than by Lulam and Shofar. Yes, it's a wild trash. Here's the whole idea is to move, carry things from place to place. So I was like, Bada Avi Rena. So they said, well, you find a guy who was in your building and you have an Erev Chatzeris. The kids said, no one agrees with them. I said, no one. There are actually some poskim who say, halacha lemaisa, he quotes it over here, that if this year, if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, in Shalayim, and it's a place you have a guy living down in your building, should you give him the dafka shalach manas on Shabbos? I would say, bedafka not, because it's Shem Yavi Renu. So he's given on Sundays a rule. Yeah.
So you say, like, besides the fact that how come we don't do it today, if it's a mitzvah every yantav, why is there a special mitzvah in Megillah?
Dafka. Well, okay. That's not a hard question to answer. Purim is not a yontif.
No, but they're making it a yontif.
No, it's not a yontif. You ever look in the Megillah? It started off as a yontif. No, it's an interesting point you're raising. Because it started off Mishnah v'simcha v'yontif, u'mishloach manas ishtarayu. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to say nuchidish based on all these kash. Because the first time it says Mishnah v'simcha v'yontif, u'mishloach manas ishtarayu. Period. Stop. Next time it says, and I have a Megillah, I don't want to say by heart, so I don't have to. Next time it says, Tanakh? There's a Megillah in the back. Next time it says, Yimei Mishnah the Simcha, Uvishvoach Manav Ishtareya Matanas of Yon. I don't have it in front of me, you can check to see if I'm right. I'm pretty sure I'm right. So how's it go? So there's a substitution. The first time it says Yomtiv. Second thing, Yomtiv is taken out. The Moses didn't accept the Megillah, they didn't accept it as Yomtiv. The first time they didn't have Matanas of Yonim, but they have in the second time they did have. So we can argue, Ellie, if you want to say the Pupula, that originally, in the original Takanas, the first year, when it was the Yomtev, then the Shloch Monastery was his Taka regular din, Shalach Manas, like the Avon Rosh Hashanah Shalach Manas. You know, that was clearly a, remember the times, Ellie, I don't want to be historical over here, but the time that they wrote the Sefer Ezra, right? And the time of Megillus Esther, not that far from each other within the long range of Jewish history. Apparently, Shalach Manas was something which was then included in the general Yontif of Rosh Hashanah by Ezra HaSofer, and the Navi Ezra. It's called Chemi, actually, that part, some people call it. And Purim, Megillus Esther, was a Shalach Manas as a Yontif to get in the first time around. But then when the second they knocked out the Yontif, you get this arguable, I'm saying it's a Tupulo, that the nature of it didn't change. Now it becomes Shalach Manas is a separate Aloch, not a Yontif, it's not a Yontif. It's not a regular Yontif, there's only some Aloch in that sense. You can't compare it to Rosh Hashanah. Now Shalach Manas is on a different character. It's Takalak Matonas of Yonim. So it could be that the reason for it might be like a Trumas Adeshin. It's mentioned in conjunction with Matanos Avyonim, and this is the second time it's found, it could be a Matanos Avyonim like Din. Sort of along those lines. Yes? That's another reason which is given, right?
So
he passes against Yerushalmi. He says the Bab is against Yerushalmi, if I'm not mistaken. He's entitled. I believe, I don't have, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it in a while, but I do have some vague recollection that at the bottom of the Rosh, in the Sefer Megillah, somebody quotes that Shivas Narabach. I didn't claim it, frankly, it wasn't my topic at all today. I'm not talking about Shulish. But you asked me a question which led me to this discussion. Let's see if I can find it. I don't even know where to look. I vaguely recall. Oh. Shut my, I'm right. Korban Asano. Shut maral, not bach, nunches. What does nunches mean? The svar, even. But the svar, I read that it would be that long nun. Did you see that? Nun, which is ben by them. So some is called maral bach, some is called maral nach. Ben on ibn, but they have that long nun. Kosev sha'asa alocha lamais hepecha Yerushalmi. Oh, I was right. Against Yerushalmi. Shesamacha gemara dilon. He brings derived from our Gemara. Why does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, "Kevan ikim ukaf and avde bechamesar asiyah zechira ba'adodi ka'asina." But the Rishon is not so. The zechira is before the asiyah. Read the Megillah. One second.